Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Little Hour Podcast Show. Well, my worst fears came true. My worst fears came true. They give so much credit to Strange New Worlds and probably put so much money in Strange New Worlds and put too much money in Strange New Worlds. We know the card was only 3 years. That's what they say. And it was good. 1, 2, 3 episodes was all good. And we already know the card was believing. Now, Prodigy, we only get half and half of Prodigy. I don't understand that. And Lower Decks, it's good, but it's not live action. You know, it's not live action. It's cartoons. It's animated. It's animated track. You know, and Prodigy and Lower Decks is pretty good, but it's just not the action thing. Now, one of the best Star Trek series is Deep Space Nine. And followed by that is Discovery. They had some bad and good stories. So did Original, so did Next Generation, so did Voyager, so did Enterprise, and even Strange New Worlds, because they was all dressed up in a fantasy episode. I didn't understand that episode. That was a bad episode, on my opinion. I didn't understand. Just all dressed up like they was going to save the prince or something, you know. I didn't understand that episode. No, Fairy Tale. I'm going to call it Fairy Tale. Strange New World. Pokemon. With that book name, with the boy with the glasses. I was waiting to see him appear in Strange New Worlds. I mean, I really didn't like that episode. But I don't understand. Why, Paramount, CBS, why? You should have just went on. They hit the last 2 seasons. You only had 2 seasons to go. 2 seasons. It's a streaming service, you know. It's all new entertainment, Hollywood, you know. But there's 2 more seasons. 2 more seasons. That's all they had to do. 2 more seasons. Almost made it. Just greenlight it. 6 seasons. Greenlight it. But I had to find out from one of the Discovery fans on YouTube, who do his YouTube channel. The guy that had the disco shirt on. And I had to get it from him. I don't listen to the rest of the YouTube channels except Captain Jack. I listen to him because he don't discriminate the shows either. But the guy that wore disco on his shirt, I think he pretty much a Star Trek fan too. And he broke it down and reason why this is going to be the last season for Discovery. When I heard that yesterday, I was so heartbreaking. And I just think of the wonderful job, the fantastic job this crew did, and the captain. She only had to be, she only had the chance to be captain for 3 seasons. 3 seasons. While the story was taking its rough edge, you know, going to its roughness on the first, second, and third season, because Christopher Pike did not save Discovery. Did not. No. And I heard one comment on the, on his channel. One comment, person comment, talking about it was all Michael Burton's show. It was not all Michael Burton's show. It wasn't Captain Michael Burton wasn't running the show. We was getting to know all the characters, introducing all the characters in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th season. We were getting to know these characters. Finally, like I said, you don't get to know a show in the 1st and 2nd season. The show is the developing in the 1st and 2nd season. By the 3rd season, we already know, familiar with the main characters and other characters that come in on the 3rd season. And finally, the 4th season, we are into the show, because we already know how the characters started out 2nd season, what they're going to be going through. We already figured it out as the audience. In the 3rd season, we already familiar with the characters. Some of us who have a brain. And time they get to a 4th season, we love them. That's why we keep coming back. We love them. We love the characters. And once we start knowing the characters in the 4th seasons, and 5th season, and 6th season, 7th season, we already feel like we family with these characters. When we see them in Hollywood, stop them, get our autograph, you know? Y'all can see some of the shows on CBS and all. Some of y'all live out in California. Y'all see the actors coming past all the time in that car, sporty cars and all. See them on the highway. Because y'all don't go nowhere in California. The highway is already crowded. So you don't really go nowhere. So you probably pull up right by these stars all the time. Us on the East Coast might get a glance of them when we go to the airport or in New York. But those who live in Baltimore, we've got to hold our breath and hope we don't shit ourselves. Hopefully, we might see a star at BWI or something. You know? But anyway, I don't care any TV show. It's the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th and beyond season when we start getting to love these characters. And when you go and cancel a show at the 3rd season, like Netflix did, or we only doing 3 seasons of Lost in Space, don't do the show if you want to do 3 seasons. That's a classic show. You need to do more in 3 seasons. A classic golden show. The show ran for 4 seasons. You need to do more in 3 seasons. We was getting to know those characters by the 3rd season. And then all these phony Star Trek fans, oh, they turned down the set of Discovery, the 2nd season. Oh, it's not going to be no more Discovery. It's the end. The 3rd season. It's not coming. It came. Got on Twitter. We saw Sneaker Mountain Green gave us a thumb up. 4th season. You should have saw me scream and yell. But when they got the green light for the fifth season, I was screaming and yelling too. I was waiting to party and hit the green light, thumbs up, for the sixth season. The show that brought back Star Trek. They canceled. The captain that brought back Star Trek. They canceled. One of the best captains ever. Besides Captain Sisko. Best golden. Michael Burton. Spock's sister. I'm going to say it again. Spock adapted sister. Say it again. Spock adapted sister. I don't care you don't like it. It's already written. And like the Bible say, make it so. So it be. So it's written. So what? She was black. We don't know what Spock's mother or father was doing. Why he was going around the stars. Now we can put that into the, fit it into the original Star Trek. Now we know much about Spock. Because he had a big brother. He had a big sister. Adopted sister. So we now, he know he had a big family. Oh, I don't like it. I don't like the idea of she being Spock's brother. Now, all of you that hated Discovery, I hope you fought and shit yourself. And my God wish, I hope these characters come back in other Star Treks. I hope they keep it in the 32nd century. And I hope these characters come back and we see them in Star Trek. They not going to stop. Discovery already opened that door in the 32nd century. Already opened that door. I'm just hoping Captain Michael Burton come back as the president or admiral. You know, do some appearance in the show. And the other characters come back. Captains, commanders, and all. I hope this is not the last time we see these characters on screen and on the big screen. Paramount, you should have waited to let Discovery run out. At least 6 or 7 seasons. Then you should have gave us Strange New Worlds. You should have just let it run out. Because you had a hit show. That's why I want to work behind the scenes in Hollywood. Because I can't deal with the fake fans and all the screaming and all the yelling and crying of this wasn't right, this wasn't bad, this wasn't me, this wasn't this, this wasn't this. I write a hit screenplay and sell it to one of the studios and do about 5 movies on that hit movie and become popular, become a hit, made money. And everything. Sold it. They made a movie out of it. And then we go do 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. And fans love it. But we changed it at 6 and 7. Know what we get? Whining. No good. Sport. Crybaby fans. That's what we get. And the Fast and the Furious would change the whole cast. Probably at maybe the fourth and fifth movie, just got a whole new cast. They probably would have got it. Whining. Sport. No good. No life. Fans. Telling you, man. It's not right. It's not right. I just hope that I see these characters in future Star Trek. I'm just hoping to see Seneca Mountain Green in a higher rank in the future in Star Trek. But she wrote, the guy on YouTube said she wrote that she had a great run. She loved the show. And the fans that they did had, like myself, she thanked us for watching the show. And we thank y'all. Cast and crew of Discovery, we thank y'all. Y'all wonderful, remarkable job y'all did. Beautiful, outstanding, out of this world, amazing job y'all did. Out of this world, amazing. Out of this galaxy, amazing job y'all did. And we love y'all for getting up every morning, working whatever hours y'all had to work. Every last one of y'all, from Captain Michael Burton all the way down to the crew. We love y'all. I do. You gave us Star Trek back. I'm going to miss y'all. 5 seasons. I was hoping to get this one more out of them. And one of the best captains, African-American captains, female, just wish they would have gave her just one more. So one more adventure with her crew. I'm leaving Star Trek. I canceled my subscription. And I'm going to wait until Picard ran out. And then I'm going to cancel my subscription. And I'm just going to wait for Amazon to bring Fallout, the TV series. You know, the Fallout games. They making a TV series out of the Fallout games. And I'm just going to wait for Fallout to come. And I'm going to go over Disney and watch Mandalorian, Boba Fett series. And I'm going to ride out Picard, because it's wonderful. It's one of the best Picard seasons yet. And thank Pastor Stewart and all the next generations for coming back and giving us amazing series. Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are the greatest too. And that's all I gotta say, you know, about this. I just hope the haters is happy now, you know. And I really was amazed about this show, and I hope it was going to take us to explore the 32nd century, and we want to open doors to other worlds and stuff like that. Explore other worlds, and that's what it gave us so far. We've seen it. I know it's financial problems too. I know it costs a lot to keep Discovery. I know all of that. But it was a will. It was a way. And Hollywood, that's your magic, Paramount. You right in Hollywood, the magic town. You could have spring your magic out and find a way. Mr. Kirk, executive, whoever you are, I can't think of your name right now. I'm so upset. The guy who, executive of Star Trek Discovery, I just wish you would have found a way, man. It hurts. You know, anytime you cancel a show, what's getting really good. Like, Enterprise was canceled, and it was getting really good. 4 seasons. And you had to go cancel this one, 5 seasons. I mean, Lower Decks is pretty good. I just hope Lower Decks have... It's Chevron. And pray God, hope it have its share run, you know. And I don't know what other Star Trek is coming out there, out the door, you know. But I hope it's good. You know, I hope I see an African American female commanding a ship again. I just want to put it out there at CBS and Paramount. I would love to see an African-American female commanding a ship again. You know. It hurts when you're a big fan. And you run every Thursday. I had a feeling because they was taking their time for the 5th season. I mean, the 4th season came out in November. Came out before Picard. Nope. Right after Lower Decks ran, Discovery came. So happy. Then Picard came in Strange New Worlds this season. But I'm not so hurt about Picard, because I know these characters, these actors are getting old, and they not going to be able to keep up their roles that much. They getting old, they want to go ahead and retire and all. They gave us 4 movies and 7 seasons, you know, and they all came back again and gave us Picard. So I honored them from the golden TV age. They golden characters. Golden show. I watched Next Generation on Pluto TV. And I just take me back to the days. You know, how young they looked then. And then you go watch Picard. How age they gotten. I mean, Beverly Crusher. She's a badass, you know, in Picard. I love her in Picard, you know. I love her in Next Generation too, but she showed her toughness, and we probably gonna see a lot of it as the time goes on. I mean, the second and third seat episode was really good. But we winding down, and but I said it, you know, I even said it, if this is gonna be the last season of Discovery, I'm canceling my subscription. And the non-Star Trek fans, audience, y'all listening to this, this has just been a debate between the Star Trek fan community, okay? In case y'all don't understand what's going on. This has been like a debate, and we got a lot of unhappy, put it in Greek terms so I won't defend no one. As I can say what I really want to say, I would, but I don't want to defend no one. And because I don't agree with none of them, because they changed the Klingons from the original in all the movies and Next Generation, they changed the Klingons. But when Discovery did it, it was all hell. So, you see what I'm saying, none of the Star Trek fans? I mean, if you go back and watch the original movies, the Wrath of Khan, the Search for Spock, and all that, you see a change in the Klingons. Go watch the original Star Trek with Klingons in it. They look human. But some of the fans don't understand evolution. And the Klingons don't supposed to be human. And evolution, in that term, probably happened every couple years. And our term, according to science, every 5 billion years or something like that. They don't know either. But in the Star Trek universe world, I believe it happens every now and then with the Klingons. Because the original show showed the Klingons looking human with little hair and all. And then when we get to the movies, you know, the motion picture, the Wrath of Khan, Search for Spock, so on, they look like their heads been crushed and everything and all. And when we get to the Next Generation, they look the same, but they changed a little again. But we go to Discovery, they changed the makeup. They didn't change the Klingons. They just changed the makeup. You know? That's all they did. They changed the makeup. And time we got to the original, down to the original Star Trek, they changed again. And then time we get to the Next Generation and the original movies, they changed again. You know? And I don't think fans understand that evolution of the Klingons. And it is, I just don't see it, you know. I don't see their point why they didn't like Discovery. I don't. And why they just crave the audience 199 plus Strange New Worlds and likable on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, I mean, Discovery got a good thing too and all. But I give it a 100 on audience, a 100 plus on audience ratings. And Rotten Tomatoes, I just give it a really good, you know. All these ratings and credits and stuff like that, I just don't really go by it, you know. But if I had a vote, it would be 100 over 100 billion plus. Great show. You know, really great show. And anybody don't like it, leave a comment on my YouTube page, okay? Go to YouTube, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Leave a comment there. I don't care. You don't like it. It's the second best Star Trek ever. Second, because Deep Space Nine hold the first. Second best captain. Sisko hold the victory, second best captain. You know? Sorry. That's the way I feel. No. But it's Paramount Choice, CBS Choice, and I guess the money wasn't there either. Even the guy said the cost for the cast, the cost for the crew, and the cost to keep the show built and renting the studio they film it in and stuff like that. That's where the problem too. And I guess the money wasn't there. Because Strange New Worlds were taking it all. And I guess they had a lot of stuff, ideas to do with Strange New Worlds and all. So, they could have done with Discovery as well, you know. But I would see after the Strange New Worlds run itself out, I'll see it in reruns. If it goes off the air, I'll see it in reruns. You know, and when some new Star Trek come on, I'll see how it is, and maybe I will strive to Paramount again. It's Paramount Plus again, when I get new Star Trek out. Hopefully it's good and everything. Because if it's not good, I'm canceling the subscription again. I don't know how the other fans feel. I don't really care. But this is how I feel. I'm going over to Amazon and Disney and watch Star Wars and watch Fallout. Fallout is going to be the biggest. Going to be real big because it's a popular game. And they're making a popular series out of that game. And it's going to be really good. And I will be over there watching Fallout in the season. It's going to be really good. And I just wish the cast and crew of Strange New Worlds the best. You know, good luck with your golden audience. Wish y'all the best. And hopefully I get to see my favorite cast. My favorite cast of Star Trek in a movie or future Star Trek. And my favorite captain. When I go play Star Trek Online, I'm going to play Discovery. I'm going to get Discovery. This Discovery ship. I'm going to get the Discovery ship. And hopefully I can play as Captain Michael Burton. No. I'm already can go to Deep Space Nine. I think that's wonderful. So none Star Trek fans, y'all understand what the debate is about. Y'all probably don't watch Star Trek, but I'm trying to tell y'all that it's fire in Star Trek. And if we get a fourth Star Trek movie, which one of the YouTubers said is not probably not going to happen, and the future of Star Trek, where it's going, to me, I just, this whole Paramount and CBS saying, I wish they don't push it. If they can't do no more Star Trek, don't do no more Star Trek. Just don't push it, you know. Y'all really good TV studio broadcast and motion picture company, and you can't do it, don't do it. I don't want to get into another Star Trek and like the characters, and you have another African American up there as commander, and then you go cancel the show because the evil out there and just waste money. And I just hope that you can afford it and you think right, you think fair, you think of Gene Roddenberry's future. All men is equal, all women are equal. And I hope you just don't stop right there with Michael Burton. I just hope you don't. I hope we see another female as commander of a starship. And see, a Caucasian woman is our first officer or something like that. Two women. You know, I hope, you know. And non-Star Trek fans, I'm trying to keep it nice and respectful, but read between the lines of what's really going on, you know, and think of some of the reasons why they really canceled the show. Why Strange New Worlds is very popular and Discovery didn't get a chance. Look who's in command, and look who's in command of that show, and look who's in command of that show. Look at all the people who's on that bridge of Strange New Worlds, and look at the bridge of Discovery, and who's leading that bridge, and who's leading that bridge on Enterprise. Picture it, okay? A lot of people is not saying it, but we can read behind closed doors as well. And this is not what Star Trek supposed to be. It's not what Star Trek supposed to be. Gene Roddenberry didn't have that kind of vision. Didn't. Let's move on. The Orioles is in spring training, and I predict that the Orioles is going to go to the World Series before this decade is out. And I just want to see how many Baltimore fans and fans around the world and the fans around the country, what they think about the Orioles. Will they give us a World Series before this decade is out? Orioles, managers, y'all listening? I'm putting pressure on you. Your hat is in the bucket. Whole new season. They can put you on TV again, CBS. Just like back in the days. Used to have Oyo games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We can have it again. We can make this town rock and explode. They saw the worst part in 2016 when this evil town was angry and everything. It's time to get this fan a switch. We've seen it. The Ravens gave us two Super Bowls. It's time to switch over. And we know y'all can do it. We know y'all. We know you can do it. Upper management, all the way down to the players. I know you can do it. I know you can give us a World Series before the decade is out. I know you can. I got confidence in you. I got prayers going for you. Every little boy and girl go to that stadium with their father. It's cheering right now. Even the old fans who used to go to Memorial Stadium, dedicated fans who used to go to Memorial Stadium, it's cheering. I mean, in the 60s, you gave us a World Series. 70s, you played against the Pirates. You lost, but you went to the World Series. 83, I was 13. We won the World Series. During the 90s, you gave us playoffs and good games. We had great players. Okay? It's time for the Orioles to shine. It's time for the Orioles to shine. Y'all are a great team. I like the Dodgers. I'm a Dodgers fan. It's not because y'all ain't playing good enough like that. I just switch. Because one point that I was going to go live in California with my brother and his friend and all. And the other point, I just love L.A. Always will. Always going to and always will. It's my city. I don't care about the earthquakes, fires, or the oil. It's my city. I don't care about the gang trouble. We got gang trouble here in Baltimore. So what? LA is the place to be. You know. But getting back to y'all Orioles. This is where I was born. This is where I saw the World Series. I used to be a junior Oreo. Y'all used to send me junior tickets and all that stuff. Remember when y'all used to do that back in the 80s and early 70s? Y'all used to send young Oreo, young fans, junior Oreos things. And we had open the package. We seen pictures and all that stuff. Some of us get to walk the Moyo Stadium, walk the field. And the Oreo song, something is happening. The way it goes, we know the magic is happening. The magic of Orioles baseball. When the games are hot and the Orioles are rolling. Something like that. I used to have the record. Magic, magic, something magic is happening. And you know it's going. We need to bring back that song. We need to know another Earl Weaver. And get the audience excited. Somebody in the fans need to be carry his footsteps. A new Earl Weaver. And just bring the magic back. You know? And you bring the magic back, you might bring the people back. And you bring the people back, the businesses will start coming back. And Moyo and Canyon Yard was shining again. And downtown was shining again because the money is coming in. And the companies want to come back because the money, people is coming back. Just imagine y'all get us to the World Series this year. And then y'all go back next year. Then you go back next year. You win this year. You lose next year. Then you go back and win again. That's history. I never seen anything like that have been done. But imagine y'all do that, you know? Imagine y'all, the Orioles do something like that. They win the World Series this year. They go back again next year. But they lose. But they go back the following year and they win. You know, I don't know about the following year after that. They go back and win again. Magic is happening. And know what? More people gonna come. More players gonna come and say, hey, Baltimore is the best place to be. Some good hitters gonna come out. Come over. Some good runners gonna come over. Some good people gonna come over. That means businesses is gonna come. Hotel is gonna get full up. That means the Inner Harbor have to open more stores. See where I'm going with this? Politics at the City Hall. That means revenue and all for our great city of Baltimore. So, we got to start from the beginning. We got to put our prayers in this team. Because it can happen this year or next year. But let's concentrate on this year. All they have to do is win a lot of games to get in that playoff. Beat the tough teams like Boston and Yankees. Put them out of their misery. And just beat them. Beat them bad. Beat them like 60-5. Each time you play them, beat them 60-5. Orioles 60, Boston 5. Orioles 60, Yankees 5. Or whoever they play. You know? Wouldn't that be amazing, Baltimore? I think so. I mean, it's a tough team, but they just need the support, more support, and I'm going to be talking about them throughout the season. I'm going to be cheering for them, even though I'm not a fan. I'm sorry, people, I'm not a fan, but it's just the memories that I had, and also going to the stadium. My cousin and them taking us to the stadium, Memorial Stadium, and taking my son, little son, to the stadium, the new stadium when they were built and opened in the 90s, Cannon Yard. You know, I remember them, and I just won't never forget that. You know, I will never forget. Just going to that ballpark, that new ballpark, in the old ballpark, and just remember that. And what I'm trying to say, Orioles, if I'm a fan or not, I'm going to be on the sideline cheering for you. If you play my team, I'm going to just step back, because it don't matter what team, Dodgers or Orioles win, I'm going to be cheering for either one. You know, and I'm always going to be that fan in the shadow, okay, cheering for you. And I know y'all guys can do it. You just got to have confidence in yourself. You have to, before the game start, you have to all gather around with your managers and all, and you have to say a prayer. You know, you said, gotta say, God, let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave and attempt. You gotta say, dear God, send your angels for heaven. Do not let the evil man harm me. Amen. You know, say those prayers and watch God open up. Say your prayer, your favorite prayers from whatever chapel of the Bible. You don't have to say those two prayers, but just say any prayer. Just give your team, gather your team around a circle, hold your hands, and just say that prayer. And say, please God, let this be our year. We're not greedy or nothing. It's been a long time since we've been. Just let this be our year. Give our fans what they want. Give us that magic. Let it come from heaven and give us that magic. And I bet you he will do it. Okay, Orioles? I know y'all somewhere in Florida, spring training and all. Watch. Y'all all got to get together, though. I mean, all the Orioles players, managers, and you got to go into that little circle with that Bible, and you got to pray. Whatever prayer you want to pray, pray before you go out in that field. I don't care if it's spring training or regular season. Pray. And I bet you, before this decade is out, you will be just like the Ravens, unstoppable, going back and forth to the playoff until you hit that golden moment, going to the World Series. The Ravens is going back to the playoff. They going back to the Super Bowl because they keep going in and out. And they're going to hit that dry wall. They're going to knock it down. And Orioles, that's what y'all need to do too. You need to get up that hill and just keep knocking it out the park as much as you can. Don't get mad because your season wasn't that good. If you have a good season, have a lot of wins, to say, God, let us be brave and attempt. And God will give it to you. He might not give it to you this year. He will give it to you, okay? And it will happen, people. It will happen. And this is my word, encouragement. And this is why I do this show. You know, and sad things like Discovery, the greatest Star Trek show of all times, going for its last season, and the greatest cast and crew cast, the Golden Star Trek, the Golden Children, the classic Golden Children, Next Generation and Picard, coming to give us their last performance. So we got one sad thing, but one great golden thing. It's not too sad, because all the cast said they had a great run, and they thank us for watching. So it's not too sad. Sad for me, but I know it's time to move on. I know Paramount CBS got more great Star Trek to come. Probably with some more African American actors, but there's more Star Trek coming down. And it's going to be better, and the three Star Treks going to be running. I'm sure of that. We might get another Star Trek sometime in between the space and Next Generation time period. And Voyager, so we can bring back some of the old characters from Voyager, Deep Space Nine, and Next Generation. Might get it in that timeline. Might get it in the movie timeline. When between the old movies, you know, might get it in the motion picture timeline when they had wearing those funny uniforms, you know, in the motion picture. They was cute uniforms, you know. Time they got to Wreck-It Kong, they got the red and black outfits. Were really cool. And who knows? And we can go to the 32nd century timeline. Or we can go before the 32nd century. Go to that timeline. You know? Maybe we'll come back. Will Weaver, maybe he'll come back as the Traveler, you know, get some from that, you know. Section 31, I don't know. Is Michelle going to be in it? She was really good in Discovery, so I had to put my hands up when the guy said that. She was really good in Discovery, you know, really good. And they give her own show. She going to kick that show. She's going to make that show, you know, and put her in Section 31, give her a show like that. She's really going to knock it down. And maybe she might bring back Captain Burton, you know, or maybe some of the other cast members and put them on the show. I really say Michelle, whatever her last name is, did a great job. But Captain Michael Burton, she did a great job in the three seasons she had to command, you know. And in the two seasons, she was commander. But getting back to the wheels, love y'all guys, and hopefully this will be y'all year. Okay? And I don't know what's going on in Ukraine because I don't watch the news that much, but I know the war is still going on and stuff like that. And all I can just say, fans, just pray for the people in Ukraine. Keep praying for them. And hope this evilness will stop soon. So, all the people who listen in other countries and around the country and around America and the states, just pray for the people of Ukraine and do your support. They ask to support the people of Ukraine. Just give you support, okay? And you know someone from Ukraine that came to your country or here in America, support them, okay? Because they go into a rough time. Their country was invaded by evil. And they just go into a rough time. All they want to do is have freedom and peace. And then evil just interrupt. Right out of the gate of hell, evil erupt. And just pray for them. And I will see y'all on the next episode of the Quay Wedlock Podcast Show. Be safe. Love y'all. Love your brothers. Love your earth brothers and sisters. Everywhere. Not only in the United States. Love each other all over the country. Put your hate down. Put your love up. Put your shields up. And let's fly. Let's fly. Live long and prosper. And may the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you. Good night.